Here's wisdom for your day from Proverbs chapter 20, 10 verses in the next 10 minutes to give you direction from above. Let's start in verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Wine, he says, is a mocker. The Hebrew word means a scorner, a person who scoffs at and disdains people and things, someone who disrespects good things and good people. Alcohol does this. It brings out the worst in people. It causes a person who drinks it to be selfish and absolutely unconcerned about other people and their feelings. A person who is influenced with it is prone to say insulting things to other people, even to loved ones. He talks about strong drink, and this includes other alcoholic beverages. In Bible times, they were often mixed and made stronger. And this, he says, is a brawler. The Hebrew word means to roar, to be loud and boisterous. And it's no coincidence that the more people drink, the louder and the more obnoxious they become. Wisdom says to avoid this. Aside from medicine, there's no good use for putting it in your body. And Solomon will have much more to say about drinking later in chapter 23. Let's go to example number 2 in verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most people have gained a good storehouse of knowledge in their lifetime. They've experienced situations and have some insight about them. But they may not be good at sharing what they've learned, or they may not be aware of the need to tell others. Some of them have a lot of good advice, but they just don't talk much. They may not even realize how much they do know. That's where you come in. You have to draw it out of that person. You have to ask questions and listen. It's like drawing water out of a well. So, especially with an older, godly, knowledgeable Christian, you have to, as we say, pick his or her brain. We sometimes say that when an older person dies, a library burns down. Well, here Solomon says that person is like a well. The wisdom doesn't gush out, but it's there if you'll take the time to draw it out. Example number 3 is in verse 6. Most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? Most people, when they talk about themselves, talk about their good points as they see them. They don't like to talk about their flaws. They, that is we, don't even like to think about them. So most people will tell you about their good side. But as we say, talk can be cheap. Anybody can talk a good talk, but how many will walk the walk? Solomon says you can find all kinds of people that will tell you good things about themselves, but it's hard to find somebody who just is a good, reliable individual. It's hard to find a faithful, reliable, trustworthy person. If you want to hear how good a man is, ask him. But if you want to know how good he is, watch him. Proverb number 4 for today is in verse 11. Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right. What we do shows who we are. People know us by how we act. We earn a good reputation by doing right, and we deserve a bad name when we do bad things. This is true even with children. Think right now of a few kids that you know. When you picture one of them, you don't just envision how he looks or how she looks. You think about his or her behavior. You might think of little Ann, who is considerate, or little Peggy, who is rowdy. You might think of little Todd, who obeys, or little Jack, who gets into everything. Some kids are messy and some are neat. Some kids are quiet and some kids talk a lot. And we also know that there are some children who are known for lying to their parents, while others are very conscientious and very honest. So if it's true that even a child is known by his deeds, how much more is that true of us? Proverb number 5 for today is in verse 14. It is good for nothing, cries the buyer, but when he has gone his way, then he boasts. This is a proverb that might cause you to smile, or it might make you feel guilty. We don't like to pay more than we have to, and we certainly don't want to pay more than we feel that we should. So it's normal to look for a bargain. In fact, that's good judgment and good stewardship. But this verse is talking about more. The buyer in this passage is deceptive. He tells the owner that the item for sale is not worth anything, but he knows different, because later he brags about the price that he paid for it. So in the book of Proverbs, it's interesting that we see both sides of the market, and we see dishonesty on both sides. Some proverbs warn the seller not to cheat, and this one exposes the buyer's pride and his deception. Example number 6 for today is in verse 16. Take the garment of one who is surety for a stranger and hold it as a pledge when it is for a seductress. Now, this is a different side of managing money. It's about loaning money to someone who is borrowing for somebody else. To be surety was a person who said, "I'll stand good for this person's debt if you'll loan him or her the money." This was like a cosigner at a bank. In general, the book of Proverbs says to avoid standing good for somebody else's loan. Read about that in Proverbs 11, verse 15. Now, of course, these are proverbs, and there can be exceptions. Now, this verse says to be careful when the person borrowing the money is a stranger or an immoral person. If the person who is the cosigner, who is surety for this individual, who happens to be a stranger, then you don't know if that stranger is going to repay it because you don't have a pattern set. You don't know that person's character or his habits. And if the person borrowing the money is an immoral woman and you have this cosigner or the surety, you don't know if that woman is going to repay because she may not be reliable. Her life is not stable. So Solomon says, require a pledge, and that was usually his coat. Example number 7 is in verse 19. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with one who flatters with his lips. Proverbs teaches us about who we should and should not associate with. Try reading this book sometime and make a list of the people it says not to get close to. The person to watch here is a talebearer, a gossip. What does this person do? He or she reveals secrets. This is someone who can't be trusted with confidential matters. If you tell this person, he or she will tell others even when they make the promise not to tell somebody. Solomon says to avoid that person. You may have to work with someone like this. You may be related to a talebearer. You may even go to church with a gossip. You don't have to be rude to this person, but you should be firm and watchful and not be warm and fuzzy, because this person is not someone that you want to have much to do with. Proverb number 8 is verse 22. Do not say, "I will recompense evil." Wait for the Lord, and He will save you. Don't seek revenge. Don't think, "I'll get him back." Romans 12, verse 19 says, "Do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.'" A tremendous example is David. When one of his men urged him to kill Saul, David said, "As the Lord lives, the Lord shall strike him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall go out to battle and perish." 1 Samuel 26, verse 10. Proverb number 9 is in verse 27, which is an amazing verse about the soul. The spirit of man, the eternal soul, is the lamp of the Lord. It gives us light. How? Because you are created in the spiritual image of God. Genesis 1, verse 26. You have the ability to reason, you have the ability to choose, and you have a conscience. This inner light searches our heart. It searches our motives and desires and secret thoughts. So don't put that light out. Don't dim it. Fill your soul with the Word of God, and that lamp will burn even brighter. And Proverb number 10 is in verse 29. The glory of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old men is their gray head. Young men admire strength in others. They pride themselves in their own physical stamina and speed. But when that physical strength fades, something else replaces it: gray hair, the symbol of wisdom and experience. An older man should know how to value wisdom above physical strength, because ideally he has had both. An interesting verse is Psalm 147:10, which says, "He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man," the legs representing strength and speed. Men are impressed by athletic ability and strength, but God isn't. He looks at the heart. And that's wisdom for your day from Proverbs chapter 20.